The U.S. and China are the two largest economies in the world, and they depend on each other in many ways. But the relationship has hit a rocky period. Top officials of both countries are meeting in Beijing for annual high-level talks, NPR's Elise Hu reports.
China still buys what America makes in huge numbers, and vice versa. Investments flow back and forth fairly freely. But new disagreements over how China does business are creating some trust issues.
You might want to think of the U.S. and China relationship as kind of like an arranged marriage.
Arthur Lober is a Beijing-based American economist and author of China's Economy, What You Need to Know.
They're not in it because they fell in love with each other, but they're in it because forces beyond them made it happen. Now they're stuck with it, and they have to deal with it.
One way of dealing with it is through annual talks like the Strategic and Economic Dialogue.
Please rise and welcome President Xi Jinping.
The Chinese president kicked off the event in Beijing on Monday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is handling security conversations with China, while U.S. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is responsible for the economic track. He previewed his agenda with NPR.
Having grown to be one of the two largest economies of the world, it's increasingly important for China to accept the responsibilities that go with being a large and powerful economy.
American companies want more unfettered access to Chinese markets and its hundreds of millions of consumers. But China's first priority is its own homegrown firms. China has adopted new rules and restrictions which make it tougher for non-Chinese companies to compete in the domestic market, especially on the tech front.
Frankly, the way that the rules are written appear to exclude foreign companies from being able to provide technology.
Aaron Ennis is Senior Vice President of the U.S.-China Business Council.
Bringing more competition to the market actually makes companies do a better job.
Then there's the issue of overcapacity. Concerned with unemployment, China is keeping open dozens of industrial plants that pump out raw materials in quantities the world just doesn't really need. Secretary Lew.
It's distorting their markets, and it's distorting global markets in areas like steel and aluminum.
At the talks, the U.S. is encouraging China to engage global markets with less state intervention. But Yan Qingyang of China's Yichai Economic Research Institute says the Chinese have their own domestic pressures to worry about.
It's not the best time for us because we don't have a very good economic growth and we don't have a very good political environment in the United States.
The U.S. political environment is a question. These annual talks began under the Obama administration, and it's not clear they'll continue in the same way. De facto Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has sounded pretty skeptical about the U.S.-China relationship.
We get enough problems in this country. We have to rebuild our country. China and other countries have drained us. China has created the greatest theft in the history of the United States.
Echoing his Chinese counterparts, Secretary Lew says ongoing communication is far more effective than confrontation.
The U.S.-China economic relationship is the most important economic relationship in the world.
Shared interests are keeping the communication going, even if no specific outcomes are expected during this set of dialogues. Arthur Lober says outcomes aren't the point. Both sides just working through the tough stuff can be considered progress.
It's a lot like marriage counseling.
And the state of this marriage? It's complicated. Elise Hu, NPR News, Beijing.